I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thank you for being here today. Criminals in the caravan. It's an allegation that President Trump hammered on for weeks leading up to this fall's midterms, that an untold number of criminals are lurking in the groups of Central American migrants traveling toward the U.S. border with Mexico. The president has given no evidence for his allegation. Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is weighing in with some actual numbers.
The reality is that the majority of the caravan that we see is made up of single adult males or teenage males. In addition, we have identified over 500 criminals to include known gang members contained in the flow of the caravan.
That's Nielsen speaking at the border last week. She tweeted this week that the number is more than 600. This is a story we've been following closely here on The World, and we've been wondering, how does the White House know this number? I asked Nick Muroff, who's been following the story for The Washington Post.
This is a very contentious point, and a lot of the administration's critics are suspicious, maybe rightly so, of how this information is being used. Because when you press Homeland Security officials to tell you how they know the 600 or however many members of the caravan are criminals, they'll say, no, we can't say it's law enforcement sensitive. What we can tell you is that they have information sharing programs that they don't want to publicly acknowledge with the Mexican government that involve gathering identification and biometric data on Central American migrants who come into contact with Mexican authorities.
So how is the U.S. government even collecting data on the migrants? Do we know that?
So here's how it would work. Let's say someone coming up through Mexico is invited to register with Mexican authorities to get a temporary transit visa, or they go through some kind of information processing encounter in Mexico. That information, in some cases, is shared with the United States, either forwarded directly by being entered into databases and technology that the United States has installed in Mexico, or through other forms of information sharing agreements.
And when we're talking biometric data, we're talking like eye scans or photographs? I mean, what are we talking about?
Typically fingerprints, but sometimes it can involve other retinal scans and identification information and any tattoos.
And when we say criminal records, do we know how many of these 600 are violent offenders versus how many may be just guilty of trying to slip across the border at some point?
Right. Well, that's the thing that the DHS doesn't break down, you know, and I think really needs to be questioned, because a lot of those who have quote unquote criminal convictions are people whose main crime is illegal reentry. Now, that is a felony under federal law, but, you know, you can imagine these are people who had lived in the United States at one point, who probably were deported and are trying to get back, in some cases, to families that are already living here. So DHS, to this point, you know, when they say there are 600 criminals in the caravan, I think the real question needs to be, how many of those 600 are convicted of violent offenses?
So the Trump administration is not the first one to use this for migrants. Am I correct?
That's right. You know, these programs have been in the works for a long time. This is really like a kind of a post-September 11th initiative, as the United States wanted to get a better handle on people coming up through Mexico en route to the United States border. They have been attempting to work with Mexican authorities to install better technology, better screening, all of those kinds of things, particularly in southern Mexico.
I know this program has not been a secret, but Mexican authorities have kept it pretty quiet, haven't they?
That's right. There were always concerns in Mexico about what the Americans may be learning in Mexico or the information that they may be gathering up and what's done with that information. So given the privacy sensitivities of it, Mexican officials don't tend to talk about it publicly.
Do we know if the incoming Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is he going to support this program?
That's one of the big questions. Is he willing to kind of continue the same security partnership that has been developing with this type of biometric information sharing program, a big part of that?
And what are the biggest concerns about how Washington might use this data?
I don't know if there's a specific concern other than a sensitivity in Mexico to the idea that the United States government is penetrating its institutions or meddling in its affairs or learning too much about what's happening in its government. So I think it's not so much a specific issue as the concern that the United States is too influential in Mexico.
Nick Muroff with The Washington Post, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Marco.